USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A teenage boy found in Kentucky claims to be Timothy Pitson, an Illinois boy who disappeared in 2011 when he was six. The boy telling police yesterday he was able to escape captors and run across a bridge into Kentucky. Timothy Pitson's aunt says,
"We hope it's true. What's hard is the story that he escaped from captors, and your mind goes in too many directions that you don't want to think about."
After Pitson disappeared in 2011, his mom was found dead in Rockford, Illinois, of an apparent suicide. There's a report that Attorney General William Barr's four-page summary of the Robert Mueller Russia report made it seem less damaging than it is. The New York Times claims associates of the special counsel's team say Barr failed to adequately portray their findings. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
One of several women coming forward to say former Vice President Joe Biden touched them inappropriately, says it was time to speak out.
I think we're going through a cultural shift in our country, which, in my opinion, is long overdue. And I've been inspired by women who have been brave enough to say that actions negatively impacted them, that they felt uncomfortable.
Speaking on Fox, DJ Hill says that Biden put his hand on her shoulders and then touched her back and made her feel uncomfortable at a public event. Biden said in a video statement yesterday that he understands he's made some women feel uncomfortable and he's promising to be more mindful of respecting personal space. Pop singer Britney Spears is reportedly entering a mental health facility. TMZ reports the singer is distraught because of her father's illness. She announced in November she was postponing a tour. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
North Dakota is moving to ban human dismemberment abortions. The State House passing a measure this week that charges a person with a felony if they perform that type of an abortion unless it's a medical emergency. The bill defines human dismemberment abortion as intentionally dismembering a living unborn child and extracting the unborn child a piece at a time. No criminal charges would be filed against the woman involved, but the bill would take effect 30 days after the U.S. Supreme Court gives states the right to outlaw abortion or if a similar constitutional amendment is adopted. The U.S. Senate Commerce Committee advancing a bill that would do something about those annoying robocalls. The TRACED Act would tell phone companies they have 16 months, or make that 18 months, after it's signed into law to come up with a way to verify calls so people will know exactly who's on the other end, and they must offer the service for free. The lead sponsor, Senator John Thune, says half of all calls to cell phones this year will be robocalls. And a new national poll finds that pets may help older adults cope with mental and physical issues. The University of Michigan poll on healthy aging surveyed over 2,000 older adults. Half of them were pet owners and say their furry friends give them a sense of purpose. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.